If you would, open your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 10. James has second service, so I hope I didn't take your verse. We've been known to go to the same verses sometimes. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. The character of one who learns about Christ begins to look to give the refreshment of the teaching of Christ shall not lose his reward. With that being said, it is that time of year again as we are preparing for VBS. So I'm going to call Miss Diane up. VBS preparation.
Okay, so we're in the planning phases, and in the planning phases, we have our volunteer sign-up sheet, and there's already 7 people on here. Thank you. We're switching gears from Valentine's to VBS. We even have our theme. We have our stories picked, and it's going to be Jesus is my all in all, and our main verse for the leaders is going to be Hebrews 12:2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So our theme this year is going to be Jesus is my all in all, and we're very excited about this theme and that it's all him and none of me. And so if you have a pen and paper, I'm going to give you some dates. So you're going to want to write this down. This year's VBS is going to be the last full week of June, June 22nd to the 26th, from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. We will have work days, but we have not picked those days. But as soon as we have that information, we will put that out to you. If you have any questions or you would like to know the stories that we're going to be doing, please see me after, you know, in between services. And I don't know when we're going to put out for sign up. That's not even remote yet. But we are in the planning phases. I think that's it.
No.
Yeah. I know,
not
right.
With you.
I know. I just want you. I really wanted y'all to know the theme and the dates. And and just get, you know, start praying. Get your hearts prepared for working and volunteering. Y'all, if you've been here before, you know, on our work days, you could be ironing, you could be vacuuming, you could be cutting, gluing, painting. It's pretty extensive, but I'm so thankful for the body of believers that God has given us to minister to this outreach to the community and their children. And I'm telling you, this is like the best time because they're going home, they're singing these songs, they're bringing those crafts with the scripture on them. Best time of the year.
Really is a good opportunity.
Yes.
As the verse says, yeah. You will not lose that reward.
Yes, thank you.
A cup of water. If you will, turn me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I thought that was a perfect song that Mr. Sonny closed with. We do desire to exalt him and begin to share him with any of those that the Lord would bring into our path. But 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged and the love of each one of you towards one another grows ever greater. I'm so thankful to see the heart of Christ and the Spirit of Christ when he works in the different ones of us. And over the years, to see the body of Christ come together and begin to just serve the Lord and the wanting to reach these children. And then if given the opportunity, Lord willing, to reach the parents. But we do know this is a great opportunity that God has given to us. But I do want to just thank the Lord for the heart of his son that works in each one of us differently. And the way we see the body come together and the Spirit of Christ just work and serve and minister to those ones in the name of Christ, it's a real blessing to me. But it's a blessing as a church that we begin to have that love of Christ that knits us together. And I do want to give thanks to the Lord for the heart of his son that he places in us when we receive Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God's Son. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to say thank you that you didn't leave us here as orphans. And Lord, that you sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. That is the Spirit of your Son. I thank you for your word that tells us and teaches us that we need to be born again in your Spirit, that we need to worship you in spirit and truth, and that, Lord, you've changed us on the inside, and that, Father, you're transforming us or conforming us to the image of your Son. Thank you so much. We don't want to be like us. And, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to serve you and to minister to others, to give that glass of cold water of refreshment to those that would be willing to hear of who you are, Lord. Thank you, and thank you that we can serve together and be a light to the world by our love for one another, but Lord, most of all, our love for you. But Lord, thank you that you loved us first. It's not that we loved you. It was all you, and then you rescuing us upon that cross, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.